All right, I just sent him a text to see if he is back at his game or not. We might have that window might have closed, but I wrote that down 147-100 with a 100 TL tone and a positive offset. Tyler, you were talking about that mesh-tastic thing. I think my son was actually talking to me about that about a year, not even a year ago, a couple months ago. He gets talking to me about all that big brain stuff, and my eyes just glaze over, and I go, uh-huh, uh-huh. I remember him talking to me about it, and we actually went back and forth a couple of times on different ways we could potentially use it. That might be something worth revisiting. So, Logan, if you're listening, maybe we could revisit that that mesh-tastic thing that you were talking about a couple months ago. Like I said, he loves to tinker with things like that, and I think that would be a fun thing, a fun little project to get into. My antenna at the house is just a two-band, I believe it's a Diamond X50, so it's about a four-foot-tall antenna. I'm about a single-story home, about 17 feet in the air. It's on the roof, but it's not. It's 10 feet plus the peak of the roof plus, a five-foot mast. So, I think the base of the antenna is about 17 feet. If I could get it up another 10 feet, I think that would. I don't have any problems with it, but I'm not getting out 40 meters on simplex or 40 miles on simplex. I could hit a repeater 40 miles away, but they're up 100 feet. that's a little bit different. I think the best I did simplex on 2 meters was just a couple weeks ago. It was about 20 meters. I was talking to a buddy of mine. He's a drives a truck, and he was down in my area just as I was coming home from work, and we were talking on the radio, and I said, well, let me see if I can get you on the base station. I ran in the house, and then we switched over to simplex just because he was in the area, and we got just about 20 miles of the crow flies, and I thought that was pretty good. Go ahead, Tyler.